Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we have Gabriel and we have Clinton here, and we are super duper excited, you guys. We are ready to win. We've got a great, great show planned for you guys today. But like we do every single week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God honor, glory, and praise, thanking him for another day, a new day, one I never seen before. I just come to the throne of grace to tell God thank you. And I'm so appreciative, and I thank God for this opportunity to come here this afternoon to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And today, what dropped in my spirit was diligence, being diligent. And this diligence means a faithful application to one's work. And I was reading and just studying and just reading, and Maya Angelou, I read one of her quotes, and she says, each of us, famous or infamous, is a role model for somebody. And if we aren't, we should behave as though we are, cheerful, kind, loving, courteous, because you can be sure someone is watching and taking deliberate and diligent notes. So, you know, somebody is always out there watching it. So we want to be a good role model. We want to be a witness for Christ. And when you focus on what you're trying to achieve and being intentional and purposefully in the things you believe in and in everything you do, you know, that's diligence. Diligence is being intentional for the things that you are intending to do and get and believe that you can have from God. Amen. So the scripture today is going to come from Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, where it tells us to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we all must do. We must always seek to strive for the truth, you know, and just continue to lean and to listen and to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is, he's faithful and he's just, and he'll lead you and guide you. And he'll only lead you and guide you in truth and righteousness for his name's sake. So as we continue to go along our journey in life, continue to be diligent. Diligent is so key because it always reminds us and tells us that he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. That's Proverbs 10:4. So we must be diligent in our walk and our talk and in our actions. It takes application and it takes consistency to get to where we want to go and to get the things that we want to have in life. And first of all, what we need to do is always seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto us. So we must seek God daily, seek him diligently with our whole heart. And that's all I have to say. Just be diligent in your walk and in your talk and keep doing good for all mankind. Love you guys. Over and out. Take it away, Star.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Dab, a.k.a. Mommy, for that awesome word on diligence. And we're just so thankful, you guys, to be able to be here on the radio. And we wouldn't be able to do it without our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. So thank you for always.
Hey, Allen.
I was vacation.
Making us sound so great, Alan. So we appreciate you. And thank you so much for everything that you do behind the scenes. You do not go unnoticed. And we're going to keep talking about the diligence. And here to talk, just to chime in on that diligence, is Quentin Fields. You guys, look him up, QLF Productions. We got a great event happening today. So here is Quentin to chime in on diligence.
I'm just piggybacking on Pastor Deb in regards to diligence, because diligence is important. It's key. And when the word says you reap what you sow, a lot of people use that as in you do something bad going to happen to you. But it also means that you get what you put in. So in order to show up, if you want to show up at harvest time, if you want to, because a lot of people, everybody's willing to show up at harvest time, but you got to plant your seeds because you reap what you sow. And your diligence is, your diligence is planting your seeds. So that's a word that we definitely need for today, because we are in an entitlement. You know, a lot of people have entitlement, but that means you show up to the harvest, but you haven't planted your seeds. So in the word it says, if you be faithful over small things, you'll be made ruler over many. So in order to be made ruler over many things, you have to return to your diligence on a daily basis. And when you have planted your seeds and your season comes, you will reap what you have sown. So that is definitely a word. We all need that word of diligence. I tell myself that word of diligence on a regular basis, because sometimes I might be laying back and I might be slacking, and I tell myself, I got to get up because there's a work to be done, and there is work to be done. So thank you for that word, Pastor Dan.
Amen. Thank you for that. Yes.
Thank you for that, too, Quentin. And, you know, there is a work to be done, you guys, especially here in our special needs community. There's a great work to be done, and it's such a blessing to have people that are out there on the battlefield that are doing the work. And I just feel so blessed. Yesterday, Thursday and Friday, we were in Orlando at a board meeting for the Family Cafe. I just feel so blessed to be on their board of directors. And this is the largest conference for people with any type of disability in the country. And it's they have this conference every year in Orlando. And yesterday was our big board meeting, and it was just so awesome to be there to see all the planning and all the work that goes on behind the scenes as they put on these huge conferences. And then they were also getting ready yesterday for the Florida Youth Summit, where they have 200 youth between the ages of 15 and 30 that are able to come to this Florida Youth Summit and be able to get what they need as young people and young adults that have any type of disability. And so it was just so awesome to be able to see this and to be a part of it. And so I just want to encourage you guys to stay tuned with what's going on with the Family Cafe. And if you are listening right now to the sound of our voices and you don't have a family member or anybody in your family that has a disability, then maybe you know a friend. Maybe you have somebody at church that you can think of. And I just want you to remember these words, the Family Cafe, because it's truly a family when you come together every year. They make you feel like family. The families get to know one another. They talk with one another year after year after year, and it becomes a family, and it brings families together. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys to tell them about the Family Cafe so that they can know we have been able to be a part of this event, I think, for 7 years, and it's definitely changed our journey with Gabe. And I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of information about the Family Cafe. It says, what is the Family Cafe? The Family Cafe is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides information and training to individuals with disabilities and their families. It has been in existence since 1998, and it provides the people it serves an opportunity to for collaboration, advocacy, friendship, and empowerment. By serving as a facilitator of communication, a space for dialogue and source of information. And it sure does do that, you guys, every single year. The organization was founded by families who found that they needed information and resources to navigate the service delivery system in Florida. They created the annual Family Cafe, a unique 3-day event to bring together individuals with disabilities and their families with state agencies, nonprofit organizations, and other service providers so families can network with each other, learn what services are available to them, and find out the best way to go about accessing those services. So that's exactly what it says in the formal, that's the formal definition, but we always can give the informal definition. And all I can tell you guys is it's awesome, it's great. Go back and watch some of our videos and see all of the education that you can receive, all the friends you make. It's just a wonderful place to be. And I know Mommy's been with me every year that we've went to the Family Cafe. Mommy, what do you think about it?
I think it's just an awesome event. It's an awesome organization. It helps to connect people to places, things, resources. You can meet new friends, and you can exchange your ideals, and you can just help the whole body grow and get an understanding of the things that they need. They can come there, and when you go there, you never leave empty. You leave dreaming and expecting. You leave with expectation. You leave with hope. You know, you leave with encouragement, you leave with more knowledge and information that is there and the resources that are provided there for you to be able to have a whole independent lifestyle. You know, it's an awesome, awesome event. And it's been going on for like, 22 years, you know?
Yeah.
And you feel like family, you know, because it is like one big family there. You know, nobody doesn't look at anybody funny or say anything mean about somebody, because you know we all are there. We all have the same types of needs, not the same exact need, but we all have a need, and that's why we're all there. We all have something that we're looking for that's going to help us have a better lifestyle, you know, in the community, mm-hmm. and to be, you know, it's going to help you or it's going to help a family member. Caregivers go there to help their people that they care for. Family mm-hmm. members go there to be able to get resources to help their family and loved ones. I think it's an awesome event, and it's serving the state well. It's serving the people here very well, and it's helping a lot of families, you know, and providing people hope. And I think it's a great connection because it does mm-hmm. connect, you know. It's a connecting resource, you
and
know,
that
helps
people
tap in. Huh?
That it is. It definitely gives people hope. And, you know, I know sometimes, like, driving down there, I might have had the worst week or just had the worst I might have felt like I was in a rough season with Gabriel. You know what I mean? Because everything mm-hmm. is so seasonal and cyclical. As I might have been in a worst season in my head, and I might have been feeling hopeless. And sometimes you guys, Star, as excited and happy as I am, sometimes I can be down on myself too, because I'm just, you know, I'm a human being, you know. And so when I go down there and see everything and see all the other families, when I leave, I always leave hopeful. I never leave hopeless. I never leave feeling like things are going to just be like this forever. I always leave so hopeful because I hear stories and I see people that are overcoming every single day. I see people that are, you know, up against the odds and they've made it. They're speaking from that big stage and they have this disability, that disability, and they're telling their story of everything that they had to overcome and how they still were able to. I mean, this last year, I just must have cried the whole last closing session because they had the guy, there was a guy with no legs and the other guy had polio when he was little. So there's two awesome stories. Mm-hmm. And one, you know, and they both were like major football and major league baseball. Just stuff that you totally defying the odds, you guys. Saying I can do anything with God, all things are possible, you know, so it's just amazing to hear the story. So what does the Family Cafe do? It hosts the largest statewide cross disability event in the nation. You guys, the annual cafe, which attracted 12,842 attendees in 2019. And that's just a rough estimate that they got. Because I know at our hotel at the Hyatt, they said that we had over 15,000 people, and the other hotels said that they had over 800 people. So, but she said she just kind of averages out in the middle, and so she 12,842 attendees. It hosts the annual Governor's Summit on Disabilities, where the Florida's governor and other policymakers can engage in dialogue with individuals with disabilities and their families, which I think is great because you're able to talk to the people that you usually only see their pictures on the website. They're there face to face. You can talk to them. It provides resources and information to families on state agency wait lists for services, with 29% of attendees at the annual Family Cafe being on a wait list. So that means that there's so many people on a wait list waiting for services. And so they're able to talk to the agencies and find out what they can do while they are on this wait list. It connects state agencies with the citizens they serve, with 39 of the 219 presentations at the 21st Annual Family Cafe being delivered by Florida state agencies. And this is why I say it's so important to be there, you guys, because you're able to talk directly to these agencies. Now you become not just a name and a number, but you become, you're a person to them. You know them and they know you, okay? Provides a cost-effective means for outreach and training. And I thought this was awesome because by the time she divided everything up, it says the cost per training hour per annual Family Cafe attendee is roughly $1.72. So that's $1.72, you guys. That's how basically how much it costs for each member to be there. And is it worth you being there? Yes, absolutely. They produce a yearly question and answer book resource guide every fall, and they answer questions. And these are the questions. When you leave the Family Cafe, they have these pink cards, and you're able to fill out your pink cards. You're able to put your questions in these pink cards, and then they send a booklet at the end of every year, almost like your Christmas present, okay, with all the answers to the questions that they've gathered from over all these thousands of people that have put those questions in the pink card. And it promotes leadership and advocacy among youth and youth with disabilities. And I talked about the Florida Youth Council, which is happening right now. And it hosts the Let's Talk Legislative Conference Call series during Florida's legislative session to keep advocates informed about the legislative policy development. So this Family Cafe is an amazing, amazing, amazing group of people. I'm so proud and honored to be on their board of directors and to be able to know what's going on, to be able to continue to help people in Florida that live with disabilities year round. And I just love it. I just feel so blessed. The Giveaway Foundation, that's our heart's intent. And when I went to the Family Cafe, I knew that I wanted to have some type of organization that could just partner with an organization like that and to continue to do what we do, which is give all year round. So we definitely love the Family Cafe. You guys make sure that you go on to www.familycafe.net. They are have a wealth of information. And if you are looking for something more in your life, you guys, the Family Cafe would be a great, great resource for you. I know it has been for us. And Alan, I want you to go ahead and pull up the song Something More. We played it on the last show, but this is an awesome song by a new artist, Canvas James, and it just fits so appropriately right here because a lot of people are looking for something more. And I know I think we're always searching for that something more, but you'll never find the something more that you're looking for if you don't have the Jesus on the inside, because he's the reason that we can be content. And so I love this song. It's called Something More. And I know I've always...
Maybe it's about time I confess. Compressing all the things that bring me stress. Sink or swim in the waters above my head. Gasping for air, I can't catch my breath. I apologize for the lies that I told you. Wishing I could turn back time, maybe do it different. Would you even listen? Only respond to the silence. That's why my feelings stay private. I don't know. Fake smile in the summertime. Say we feeling fine. We all know that we are chasing after something more.
losing love for lust of life. One day I'ma pay that price. Ain't by day, sinner by night. Someone please hit the lights.
Oh, it's nothing nice. In my heart there's a hole. What can make it whole? Need it for my soul.
All right, you guys. Isn't that an awesome song? Chasing After Something More. I love, love, love that song. And Quentin has been working diligently, there we go back to that word, on his new video. It's getting released today. We're going to be doing a video release party at the Two Saints restaurant off of 103rd. It's going to be so awesome, you guys. If you're in the area and would love to see and come out and celebrate a new artist, we're going to have two live performances by him. And if you want to come out and celebrate his new video release done by QLF Productions, we would love to see your smiling face. Pastor Dav, Starfield Music, we will all be in the house tonight at Two Saints Restaurant. Also, you guys, I know that they are having a backpack giveaway at Oak Hill School for Children with Autism, and I know that's put on today by Making Strides for Autism. So if you guys are in the area, look it up on your Facebook. I know they have a backpack giveaway today. So I'm excited about that, you guys, getting backpacks with all kinds of supplies in there and sensory items in there for your children with special needs. So just stay connected, you guys. We're going to be having some different guest speakers coming on our show. But stay connected. Make sure you follow us on all our social media pages, Starfield Music, YouTube, Pastor Dav, on Facebook, Instagram, Starfield, and the Giveaway Foundation as well. And if you would like to connect with us and to continue to help us do the great work we're doing, you can always go to www.giveawayfoundation.org. www.giveawayfoundation.org. We want to continue to be able to do this awesome radio program, bring you information and inspiration, and to continue to help families along our journey, because that's truly what it's all about. If I can learn something and I can help somebody else along the way, then I know that I've done my job. And so I love you guys. I thank y'all so much for following us on our journey. And did anybody else want to say anything, Pastor Dav?
I love you guys, everyone out there in Radio Land, and thank you for following us on our journey and supporting us and everything that we do. And we just want to tell you thank you, that we love you, and go out and make a difference today.
That's awesome. And congratulations, Candace James, on your awesome new video released this evening. And I just am so excited for you and your music. I just know that God is going to bless it. And I'm just so happy for you and all the great things that he's doing for you. So praise the Lord for you. And thank you guys so, so much out there for listening to.
And thank you for your service to all the people that are in the Armed Forces, Navy.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely.
We thank all the men and women out there for their services.
Yeah, they are. They have, and they have a great service.
Thank you, CLF Productions, for your service.
Always. Always thank them for his service, you know, and they're doing great things. And I love that a lot of these new projects that Clinton's been working on are from people that are in the military. So it's exciting. They see their creativity coming to life, too. I think that's awesome. I think that's so awesome. So there's so much creativity there as well. So you guys make sure you stay tuned and, like I said, connect with us on all of our social media pages. And don't forget to go and visit www.familycafe.net. And make sure you stay tuned with all the great things that they're doing across the state of Florida. And there's so many more to come, you guys. So much more. At that meeting yesterday, I mean, my mind is just blown. So stay connected. We love you guys. And we are ready
to
win.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.
Ready to win.